Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we have a very special guest, Caroline Klein, and I'm going to bring Caroline in so she can tell you all about her weight loss journey with Innovation.
There we go.
There you go. So funny. Caroline, how much weight did you lose?
I've lost up to 20, but I'm up to 50. I'm 15 pounds now.
That's amazing. Okay. Because when you first came back, what did you say? You wanted to lose like 10, right?
10 to 15. Yeah.
So just to give everyone a glimpse, you had lost weight way back. I think I was actually telling Jeff today, I'm like, I think her boys were around like 8, tiny. They were in my old office.
Yes.
And I'm like, and now they're going to college.
Yep. 21 and 18.
Oh
yep.
My gosh. Amazing. Yep. That's insane.
Yes.
So you did keep the initial weight off for quite some time, right?
It's easy for me to get off track really easily.
Right. Really easily. Well, you did great this day. So now, when did you come back? I think it's the summer, right?
I think it was the summer, yeah.
I felt like you did amazing, probably more than you even do, because I always saw your food and I saw you traveled a lot.
Yeah, I traveled last summer with my son with baseball and
college.
If I brought snacks with me and yeah, it was better if I brought with me.
Right.
Just to figure out what to eat. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So did you exercise through it at all?
Yeah, not as much as I'd like. I don't exercise every day.
Yeah.
I try. When the weather's warmer, I like to take walks and things. So
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It feels better to keep the food in check at the same time.
Right. Yes. And I do believe a lot of people like are all or nothing. So if they're doing the program, they will exercise. But if they're not doing the program, they won't.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's the big part of it.
Yes.
So give me some tips.
I would say getting started is always hard. You have to stick to it for a few days to start feeling like you're not hungry all the time and you're getting into the program and things. And just if you decide you want to start, you've reached a peak where you're tight, you don't like yourself anymore. You don't like how you look. You just sort of decide you're going to start fresh and do it. So when you do it for the first few days and you start seeing weight loss after a week, it sort of keeps you motivated to continue.
Which is very true.
Yeah.
It motivates yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you like talk yourself through those hungry moments?
Yep. Sometimes I did. Sometimes I gave in and didn't follow the program and regretted it later. Sometimes I'm the type, if I waste one meal, it's hard to get back to the next meal. I'm like, well, forget the day. I'll just shoot the whole day. So
okay,
I'm trying not to do that. I went out to lunch today. So I'm trying to think about what I should have for dinner so I don't go completely off the rails. Even though I had a salad for lunch with chicken, I still want to sort of not eat too much for dinner. So
right.
It's mental. It's writing it down. All those things help.
Keeping track.
Yeah. I still weigh myself every day. And that sort of can change your mental attitude.
I do believe a lot of the clients weigh themselves every day. And it's because, you know, if it goes up a couple of ounces, it's ounces. It's not real.
Right. But you think it is.
I know.
You're like, oh God, you know.
Did you do a lot of cooking through it?
Yeah, I try to cook. Although your meals and your restore are very helpful.
How about going out to eat? Did you find it difficult?
Sometimes, yeah. But I tried to, you know, if I could look at the menu ahead of time or think about what's healthy, chicken, fish, vegetables. If I did go off, then I tried to pull it back the next day. Try to, you know, counterbalance what happened the night before if I can.
Which you did great at.
I tried to.
I felt like, and I don't know, you may disagree with me, but I felt like you were really good at not beating yourself up.
Yeah,
like,
I'm good at it. Yeah.
It might only look like that to me, but you were very good with the texting and you'd be like, I did this, but like, I know you always owned up to everything, which is amazing. And you'd be like, I did this, but I'm going to just have a better week or I'm going to have a better
day. I tried to do that. I found that helpful. So
yeah, it's definitely helpful. You know, I see clients beat themselves up and I'm like, it's not doing anything. You know, planning is like one of the key things, like planning your day.
Planning is important, yes. And then you know what you're going to eat. And
right. And then if you didn't, even if you planned, did you find you went off or you stayed to it?
Sometimes, yeah. But if I went off, but I still had a snack, an innovation snack or something that sort of kept me from going out to lunch and then having a cookie.
Right.
Having something from innovation instead as my sweet, instead of going completely off, I tried to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, when did you feel the most like you really started seeing your weight loss?
Yeah, like 10 pounds when the pants started fitting better. And
right.
I've heard all my life, everywhere I go, you don't need to lose weight, you're thin. But I'm like, no, I feel it. My pants don't fit. I may look thin, great, but I don't feel it. I don't like
it. That's a good point. And that happens a lot to clients that they, you know, and that actually can deter you, or it'll make you end up eating something because you're like, you know, when someone's telling you you're thin, you don't need to do this. And meanwhile, you're a little mentally weak to begin with.
Right. Yes.
I was asking, because I keep telling clients, like, you've really got to stick through it until like at least the fifth or sixth week, because that's when you really start to see it. And until then, it feels like you're just working so hard.
Right.
You know?
Right. So when I moved to Florida in September,
I'm going to take
everything with me and hope, you know, and I can work out every day. And I can
exactly. Well, you'll be retired, which is congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, I mean, you look too young to be retired, honestly.
I'm 62, but everybody tells me I look young. So thank God.
You do look really young.
And that's great.
I think you act young too. And that helps because, you know, that's your whole lifestyle.
Yes, exactly. Got to sell the house first and, you know, do all that stuff, pack it up.
Yeah, right. Which is going to be stressful.
Yeah.
Another good thing. How do you handle stress with your weight loss?
It's hard because I like to eat when I'm stressed. Some people don't eat when they're stressed. I try to get out or whatever, take a walk.
Good. Okay, that's a good tip.
A lot of times I do give in. I do give in and I eat, but I try to pull it together afterwards. Can I, you know?
I feel like you really lost your weight pretty quickly, but I'm like, okay, so from the summer, and really you hit goal from before the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So you did it pretty quickly. So for someone who like gives in.
I was okay. Yeah.
You were okay. Yeah. You know, but you kept going at it. I think the big thing is, even though you may have given in instances, you never gave up.
No, it was always in the back of my mind. So
that's
a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got right back on. Even if
I don't want to give up. I don't want to gain all that weight back again, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now it's just a game of just keeping it off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I bet you end up losing another 5 pounds when you're in Florida.
I hope. I think so. My husband's a healthy eater, which can be a good and a bad thing, because he'll, like, you know, he can be judgmental. So it's like, I'm more on track when he's around, because I just want to be on track so I don't get the aggravation, you know.
That's a good thing.
It's true, yes.
But when you want to cheat, it's not so fun.
No. Exactly.
That's so funny. So, all right. Well, anything else you can tell anyone? Any tips?
Just keep at it. Don't give up. Don't, you know, it's not an easy thing, and it's not going to be good every day.
Right.
You know, it may be slow, and you're going to hit slumps where you're not going to lose any.
Right.
You've got to keep going, because then, you know,
keep going.
Take it a day at a time. Really, take it a day at a time and just don't beat yourself up. I agree with that one.
Yeah. Definitely. I love that. Yeah. That's all true. All true things are very important. Mm-hmm. Because now, to look back, aren't you so happy you did it?
Yes, I am.
And that's always a great feeling.
Because when I gained it back, my husband said, well, you lost it with Josephine, so why don't you go back there and try it again? I'm like, you know, you're right. I did. So nothing else works. So why don't I?
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. So, thank you. That
kudos makes me, to you too.
That makes me so happy. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Good.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking your time. Everyone loves to listen to them. They ask me every week, who's coming on?
Great.
So it's awesome. So, but thank you. And we wish you so much luck.
Thank you.
In Florida, you can do amazing, but I'll see you before then anyway.
Yes, definitely.
Very exciting.
Thanks, Jessica.
All right, honey. Thank you. Have a great day and stay dry.
Too. Take care.
Bye. Thank you so much, Caroline. We really appreciate you sharing your journey. It's such an inspiration. You're such an inspiration. And we wish you all the luck when you retire and move to Florida. Well, I hope this helps everyone. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll talk to you all soon. Hugs and love from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.